Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
We really thank the Lord for His wonderful grace and all the wonderful hymns that we just sang.
我们为着神的恩典而感谢主，也为着刚刚我们所唱的诗歌来感谢主。
The Lord has placed several verses in my heart to share with brothers and sisters this morning.
我要先来跟弟兄姊妹们交通几句经文。
Let us turn to the book of Amos, chapter 8.
我们首先要来读阿摩斯书第八章。
The book of Amos in the Old Testament, chapter 8, verse 11.
旧约的阿摩斯书第八章第十一节。
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
阿摩斯书八章十一节，主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
Next, we're going to turn to the New Testament.
接下来是新约。
We're going to read the Gospel according to John, chapter 18, verse 37.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John chapter 18, verse 37.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
You say correctly that I am a king. For this reason I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
约翰福音十八章三十七节，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。
And then we'll turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13.
接下来是哥罗西书一章十三节。
Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13.
哥罗西书一章十三节。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Finally, we're going to read the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 28.
最后是希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
This is the New King James Version.
收领读的英文版本是 New King James 的版本。
We are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
我们既得了不能震动的国。 New King James 的版本是说，我们正在得着这个不能震动的国。
We do sense that there is an ongoing famine among God's people today.
我们可能都能感觉得到，在神的百姓当中有一个正在发生的属灵的饥荒。
Typically, a famine is because of the lack of food and water.
一般来说，饥荒的成因是因为缺乏食物或者水源。
But in Amos chapter 8 verse 11,
但是在阿摩斯书八章十一节这里，
Strangely, the Lord declared,
很稀奇的是主是这么说的，
There will be a famine that is not because of the lack of food and water.
会有一个饥荒发生，但不是因为缺乏食物或者是水源。
That is not our typical famine.
所以这不是我们正常饥荒会发生的原因。
Rather, it is a spiritual famine.
主说会发生这个饥荒是因为对不起，这是一个属灵的饥荒。
So what is this spiritual famine is about?
所以属灵的饥荒意味着什么呢？
The Lord said, it is a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
主说这个饥荒产生的原因是因为不听主的话。
The Lord here didn't say, it is a famine of preaching the words of the Lord.
主在这里并没有说这个饥荒产生的原因是因为没有传讲主的话。
But specifically, a famine for hearing the words of the Lord.
但是特别的，主在这里强调饥荒的原因是因为我们没有听见主的话。
Isn't that so true today in our times?
这对于今天的我们来说是不是特别的真实？
God has been faithfully speaking to us.
神一直非常信实的与我们说话。
And there's no lack of spiritual food around us.
所以在我们当中并不缺乏属灵的食物。
But the problem appears to be the lack of listening ears.
但是问题在于我们这一边似乎缺乏了可听的耳。
Or the lack of spiritual appetite to digest and absorb the word of God.
或者说失去了一个属灵的胃口来吸收消化神的话。
Indeed, how many times we were stirred up when we heard about the faith of Abraham and the coming kingdom.
每一次当我们听到亚伯拉罕的信心，或者是那即将到来的国度，当我们听到这些讲论的时候，我们的灵是多么的被神所激动。
But when we go back to our daily lives, where is that impact in our lives?
可是当我们听完之后，再回到日常生活中，这一些神的话的影响在哪里呢？
Perhaps we have a lot of external abundance.
或许我们已经得着了很多外在的丰富。
It could be the abundance of material things.
可能是来自于很丰厚的物质的享受。
It also could be the abundance in our expertise, our knowledge, our skills from education or work.
也有可能是来自于我们学业和工作当中已经得着的充足的专业知识和那些技巧。
But these external things may have led us into a false sense of satisfaction.
但是这一些外在的事物可能会使我们产生一个自我满足的错觉。
God people need to know one thing.
神的百姓需要知道一件事。
And this is the key.
这是关键的事。
God has provision for us in Christ something far greater, far more excellent than all these worldly things combined can provide.
神在基督里面要供应给我们的是远超过所有这一些世上的事物所联合起来的美好。
But the question is,
但问题是
How can we experience God's sustenance in the midst of this spiritual famine?
但是问题是我们在现在这一个遍地充满属灵饥荒的年代如何来经历神的供应呢？
We are all familiar with the conversation between our Lord Jesus and Pilate.
比拉多是比拉多比拉多跟耶稣之间的对话我们很熟悉
And we'll read the Gospel of John chapter 18 verse 37 again
我们要再读一遍约翰福音18章37节
It is when Jesus responded to Pilate
这是主耶稣回答比拉多的话
Jesus said
主耶稣说
My kingdom is not of this world I am a king For this I have been born And for this I have come into the worldTo testify the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
主耶稣说我的国并不属于这个世界。你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。
What is the testimony for the truth?
什么叫做给真理做见证?
How do we testify for the truth?
我们又如何为那真实的来做见证?
We know that this world that we live in is full of lies.
我们知道我们所生活的这个世界本质上是充满了谎言。
And yet, we are called to testify for what is true.
但是我们被呼召是为了在这个世间为那个真实的做见证。
In fact, there is no truth apart from God himself.
事实上除神以外没有真实的人人都是虚晃的
So when we say we need to testify for the truth It doesn't simply mean to do or say just the right things
所以当我们说为真理做见证并不仅仅只是意味着我们外面说了一件或者做了一件对的事而已
And just to make the point I'll share my small experience recently
我想让我说的这个点更加的清晰我会分享一个最近的经历
At work I recently transitioned to a different role
我的工作最近有一个调整。
So over the past week,
所以在过去的几个礼拜
I was trying to plan on how I should update my work email signature.
我在想我应该怎么更新工作邮件的那一个签名。
And then a thought came to my mind.
接着我就有个想法进来。
Maybe it is good for me to sneak in a Bible verse underneath my email signature.
我就突发奇想说我要不要镶嵌一句经文进入我的签名
So that I can testify for the Lord at my workplace
好让我在工作当中以这个经文作为对主的见证
But a few days ago
但是前几天
I was just reading John chapter 18 verse 37
当我又读到约翰福音18章37节这里
And this time the Lord opened these words up to me
这一次神将这句经文在我面前打开
So what did the Lord say?
主说了什么
In verse 37
在37节这里说
Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice
凡属真理的人就听我的声音，听我的话。
And then suddenly I realize,
突然我意识到，
testifying for the truth is not just about doing the outward things.
为真理做见证不关乎外面做了什么。
It's not simply about adding a little Bible verse in my email signature.
也不关乎说我是不是在我的邮件签名当中加入一句经文。
But it is about listening to the voice of the Lord.
为真理做见证真正关乎的是我们有没有听见主的声音，有没有听见主的话。
So how do we testify for the truth?
我们应当如何为那真实的做见证呢？
Here's the key.
关键在于
When we listen to the Lord, we are testifying for the truth.
真正的核心是当我们听见了主的声音，就是在为真理，为那真实的做见证。
You know, the Lord is so gracious to us.
主对着我们是充满恩慈的。
Who are we to do great things for him?
我们是什么人？我们难道可以为主做大事吗？
We cannot.
我们不能。
And the Lord knows that very well.
神对此也是了然于胸的。
So instead, all he is asking for us is to learn to hear his voice and learn to obey him.
所以神对我们只有一个要求，就是学习来听他的声音，并且来顺服他的话。
You remember Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
My food is to do the will of him who sent me.
主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意，完成他的工。
That's the secret in experiencing God's sustenance in the midst of this spiritual famine.
遵行那差我来者的旨意，就是在这个遍地饥荒的年代，经历神丰富供应的一个秘诀。
Do we listen carefully to the Lord, what he has to say to us?
当神对我们说话的时候，我们有仔细听吗？
If we do,
如果我们有，
it doesn't matter how small that matter is.
不在乎这件事情有多么的小。
As long as we listen to the Lord,
只要我们有听见主的声音，听见主的话，
then we are testifying for what is true in this corrupted world.
我们就是在这个弯曲悖谬堕落的时代，为那真实的做见证。
Indeed, our Lord is King.
是的，我们的主是王。
He came to this world to testify for the truth.
他来到这个世间，特为真理做见证。
And we are of him.
我们是属于他的。
And Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world.
主耶稣说过，我的国不属于这个世界。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主耶稣，
He rescued us from the kingdom of darkness.
他将我们从黑暗的权势国度里面救赎出来。
And He transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
并且神将我们迁移到了他爱子光明的国度。
When we speak of the kingdom,
当我们说到国度的时候，
it refers to dominion and authority.
国度关乎的是统治，是权柄。
We used to be under the authority of the darkness.
我们曾经是在黑暗权势的管辖之下。
But now we have Christ.
但现在我们有了基督。
The beloved Son of God.
神的爱子。
He is our authority.
是我们唯一的权柄。
He now governs and reigns in our hearts.
他正在统治我们，并且在我们的心中做掌权的工作。
So as far as the transfer of kingdom authority is concerned, the transaction is complete.
就着国度权柄的转移来说，这是已经完成的事实。
That's why Paul said to the Philippians,
所以保罗在腓立比书那里说道，
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们现在是属天的国民。
It is a present fact.
这是现在完成时。
That we no longer we are no longer the citizens of this world.
我们不再是这个世界的公民。
We are as heavenly citizens.
我们是属天的公民，是属天的国民。
But if we further examine the scripture,
如果我们就着国度的这个事实再做更深的一点研读，
we'll find Hebrews chapter 12:28.
我们就会看见希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Especially, it is clear in the New King James Version.
在 New King James 的版本里面，似乎更加的清晰。
It says, "We are receiving a kingdom."
我们正在得着这个不能震动的国。
Which cannot be shaken.
是不能震动的。
So the question is,
这里的问题是，
If God transferred us to His kingdom,
如果神曾经将我们迁移到了他的国度，
and we are indeed.Heavenly citizens.
我们也确确实实已经是属天的国民。
Why is it that we are still receiving a kingdom?
那为什么我们在这里是一个现在进行时，说我们正在得着这个国度呢？
Sometimes we may think of the kingdom as something that is only coming in the future.
有些时候我们可能会以为神的国度是只是关乎将来的时代。
As far as the kingdom transfer is concerned, God is fully responsible for that, and he has already done that.
是的，就是国度的迁移来说，这是神要负全责的，他也已经完成了。
That's why the Bible says in Colossians, he transferred us, but not he is transferring us.
这就是为什么在哥罗西书那里讲到说，他已经迁移了我们，并不是说他正在迁移我们。
But as far as our kingdom readiness is concerned, there is a process on our part to make us ready for his kingdom.
但是就这国度的预备，又或者说为了国度来预备我们自己而言，这是需要时间让我们来预备好自己跟那个国度契合。
That's why the Bible says we are receiving a kingdom.
这就是为什么圣经说我们正在得着这一个国度。
And I'll share a small example from my personal experience.
我想从我自己的经历当中就着这个点再来交通一下。
I came to the States when I was in my late teens.
我大概是青少年的后半段时期移民到美国的。
And for my first 10 years in the States, my heart was constantly thinking and planning,How can I go back to where I came from?
在最初生活的十年，我的心还是依恋着故土，我还是在那里计划说我怎么样可以返回。
Why was that?
为什么这样？
Because I did not feel like that I was a good fit here.
因为当时我觉得对于这个新的国家而言，我有一点格格不入。
So even though I was a resident on this land,
即便我已经是这个新的国家的居民。
It really took me a long time to become accustomed to this new country.
这还是花了我很长的时间来适应这个新的国家。
So by the same token, indeed God transferred us.
所以同样的，神的确已经迁移了我们。
But it will take us time to be fully accustomed to this kingdom of His beloved Son.
但是在我们这边，我们还是需要时间来预备自己，与那个国度是完全相称的。
And it's not just something for the future.
这并不是将来会发生的事。
The process is already happening now.
这个过程现在就已经在发生了。
And also from the book of the Hebrews, what more can we learn about this kingdom?
在希伯来书这句经文里面，关于神的国度，还有什么我们可以看见的吗？
It says, the kingdom cannot be shaken.
这里讲到神的国是不能震动的。
If we reflect on what we have been through over the past 2 years,
如果我们回想一下过去两年我们所经历的事，
all the shakings and the testing of our faith,
所有这一切的震动，包括对我们信心的考验。
Maybe we once thought that we had a lot of Bible knowledge.
可能曾经我们会以为自己有很多圣经的知识。
Maybe we once thought that we were pretty mature and strong in the Lord.
又或者我们以为自己在主里面已经相当的成熟和刚强了。
And so the Lord said, "All right, let's do a shake test."
所以神就说，好吧，那我们来一个震动的测验。
And immediately we realized things that we used to depend on quickly crumbled away.
很快我们就会发现之前我们所依赖的马上就被震得粉碎。
Brother and sister, isn't that so true?
弟兄姊妹们，这真实吗？
During the time of shaking, we'll find that our head knowledge cannot save us.
在这一个震动的过程里，我们会发现我们头脑的知识根本不能拯救我们。
They are like sand, just crumbling away very quickly.
他们就好像海沙一般，一下子就被崩塌了。
We thank God for the testing of our faith.
我们为着神对我们信心的测验来感谢神。
Because only then we can have a true and fair assessment on how much solid Christ is really in me.
因为只有如此行，对于基督的生命在我们里面有多少，我们才能有一个真实的并且是合乎中道的评判。
And that is the only measure for his kingdom.
而基督的生命是神的国度唯一的一个考量。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
going through this testing of faith must be very uncomfortable to us.
经历这一个信心的试验一定是不好受的。
But in all these challenging situations, we thank the Lord.
但是我们感谢神为着所有的这一些挑战的环境。
Because there is a special sustaining grace of God prepared for us in Christ.
因为神已经在基督里面特别为我们存留的那个全足全丰的恩典。
You know, our God is a purposeful God.
我们的神是一个有旨意的神。
He doesn't put his children in random hardship without a specific purpose.
神不会随机的、毫无目的的、散漫的把他的儿女放在一个困境里面。
But what is that purpose?
但是这个目的是什么呢？
How do we find out his purpose?
我们又如何的找着这一个目的呢？
If we look at Paul's example from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
如果我们在哥林多后书十二章那里看一下保罗的经历，
Paul told us that he had a thorn in his flesh.
保罗在那里告诉我们说，他的肉身当中有一根刺。
And that was a devastating thing for Paul.
这根刺让保罗极其的痛苦。
Now we don't know what kind of medical term we can use to describe that thorn.
我们不知道如何用一些医学的名词来描述这个肉身的情况。
But we know it was really bad.
但我们知道他的肉身当时一定相当的苦痛。
Because Paul said it was a messenger of Satan in tormenting him.
因为保罗告诉我们说，这是撒旦的差役在攻击他，在折磨他。
Even Paul, with such spiritual insights and knowledge,
就算是保罗一个如此有属灵知识跟见识的人，
he asked the Lord three times to take it away from him.
他还是向神祈求了三次，希望神能够把这根刺挪走。
But you see, it was God who allowed Paul to go through such situation.
但是我们也看见，这是神允许保罗来经历这个极致的困境。
And that left Paul in such an uncomfortable and vulnerable state.
这也使保罗停留在了一个痛苦并且不堪一击的状态里面。
Now, what did Paul do in such scenario?
那么在这个状况中，保罗做了什么呢？
We saw that he earnestly pleaded with the Lord.
我们看见保罗切切地祈求神。
To seek his help.
来寻求神的帮助。
But more importantly,
但更重要的是，
to seek his will.By asking the Lord, Lord, what are you trying to do in my situation?
就是在这一个苦痛的环境里面，他想要知道神到底是要在这里，在他身上做什么，他要寻求神的目的。
And through this seeking,
在所有这一些的寻求过程里，
Paul heard the heavenly response.
保罗终于听到了从天上来的那个回答。
What did God say?
神说了什么？
My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength.Is made perfect in weakness.
神说我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how much we desire God's response to be something like, I heard you, Paul, and tomorrow I'm going to take this thorn away from you.
如果我们在相似的环境里面，我们多么希望听到的回答是说，保罗，我听到你的祷告了，我明天就将这根刺给挪除。
And then logically we'll start singing Praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
那正常来说，我们就会说 Praise the Lord, 对不起，感谢神， Hallelujah.
Is that good news?
这是一个好消息吗？
Of course that is good news.
这个回答当然是个好消息。
But for the kingdom perspective,
但是为着国度的目的，
that is not good enough.
它还不够完全，还不够好。
So God did not take away the thorn.
因此神并没有挪走这一个刺。
Because God wanted Paul to grab hold of something far more precious.
因为神希望保罗抓住的依靠的是那个更宝贵的。
To experience to the fullest extent in God's all-sufficient sustaining grace in Christ.
是为了让保罗在基督里面经历神那一个全足全丰的恩典直至完全的地步。
Isn't that true, brothers and sisters?
这真实吗？
Our sweetest memory in our Christian walk are often those moments when we felt most helpless, most painful.
在基督徒的追求中，我们最甜美的那个回忆往往是出现在我们最无助、最黑暗的境况中。
Why?
为什么？
Because God spoke, and that gave us strength to go on.
因为在那个环境里面，神一定会说话，神的话就会成为我们的力量，让我们可以持续往前。
And we experience this secret, intimate, sweet fellowship.With our God in our struggles.
在那些挣扎里面，我们就能够经历跟神最私密、最亲近，也是最甜美的交通。
Thank the Lord for that.
为此来感谢主。
So finally, in case the enemy has convinced some of us that we have been a failure in our spiritual journey.
最后如果仇敌说服了我们，让我们相信自己在追求里面已经是个失败者。
Or if some of us already lost that sense of glorious hope for this coming kingdom.
又或者我们当中的有些人已经失去了将来国度的那个荣耀的盼望。
Maybe some of us have been so distracted by the things in this world.
又可能是世上的事物抓住我们太多，让我们的心神被打岔了。
Or perhaps we may have been indulging in the sins of the flesh and don't know how to find our way back to the Lord.
也有可能我们当中有一些人沉溺在肉体的最终之乐里面，无法自拔，不知道怎么再回到主前。
Let us once again be reminded of the unfailing love of our Lord.
让我们再一次地被提醒神对着我们那永不止息的爱。
His love is a love that will never let us go.
他的爱永远不会放我们走。
And God said,
主说,
I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.
主曾说, 我总不撇下你, 也不丢弃你。
It is never too late to come back to the Lord.
回转向主永远都不会太晚。
Even in our darkest moments,
就算是在我们最无边无际的黑暗里。
Where, remember when the Lord said, Let there be light, and there was light.
我们要记住神在那个最幽暗的深处，他说过，他说，要有光，就立刻有了光。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿主祝福他的话。
This concludes our sharing.
就是我的分享。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
So thankful to the Lord for our brothers' words of encouragement.
我们实在感谢主，借着我们的弟兄们给我们这样的鼓励。
And I praise God that we have the exact same burden.
感谢主，我有同样的负担。
Such an important thing for all of us to be able to hear the voice of God.
实在对我们每个人来讲是非常重要，我们要听见神的声音。
And more importantly, that we have the care and the desire to want to hear His voice.
更重要的是，我们有那种爱心，有那种渴慕，我们愿意来听主的话。
The last time that I spoke, I talked about 12-year-old Jesus being in the temple.
上一次我提到，就是我们主耶稣十二岁的时候在圣殿里面。
And he had a desire to want to be about the Father's business.
他有一个心愿要来关心神的家。
Well, this morning, we're going to go even younger.
这今天早晨我们要谈的这个人有更年轻的时候。
We're going to talk about 8-year-old Josiah.
我们要来分享关于八岁的约西亚。
So if you could please turn with me to 2 Kings.
请大家翻到列王记下。
And chapter 22.
22章。
And the story is within chapter 22 and 23, but we don't have time to read all of it in detail, so I'll just highlight a couple of verses.
这二十二章和二十三章讲的约西亚王的故事，我们今天没有时间来全读圣经，但是呢，我会着重的读几节圣经。
So 2 Kings 22 verse 1 says, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem.
列王记下二十二章第一节这里说，约西亚登基的时候年八岁，在耶路撒冷做王31年。
Verse 2, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked entirely in the way of his father David and did not turn aside to the right or to the left.
第二节，约西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，行他主大卫一切所行的，不偏左右。
Verse 19, since your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become an object of horror and a curse, and you have torn your clothes and wept before me. I have indeed heard you, declares the Lord.
第十九节，就是听见我指着这地和其上的居民所说，要使这地变为荒场，民受咒诅的话，你便心里敬服，在我面前自卑，撕裂衣服，向我哭泣。因此我应允了你，这是我耶和华说的。
Chapter 23, verse 3.And the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments, his provisions, his statutes, and all his heart, with all his heart and all his soul, to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people entered into the covenant.
二十三章第三节，王站在柱旁，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例。成就这书上所记的约言，众民都服从这约。
Verse 25, Before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might, in conformity to all the laws of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him.
二十五节，在约西亚以前，没有王向他尽心、尽性、尽力地归向耶和华。遵行摩西的一切律法，在他以后也没有兴起一个像他。
So in verse 2 it says, of chapter 22, it says, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
第二节这里说, 约西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Well, what exactly did Josiah do that was right in the sight of the Lord?
约西亚到底做了什么事情的话呢? 是在耶和华的眼中看为正的事呢?
We can see the phrase that follows it is that he walked entirely in the way of his father David.
我们看见这一节下面的那句是说,
and what caught my attention about Josiah
这节圣经抓住我的,
was it actually in verse 19.
是在19节,
said that he had a tender heart towards God.
这里说他有柔软的心, 向着神有柔软的心,
and he was humbled before the Lord.
他在神面前自卑,
now what does it mean, brothers and sisters, to have a tender heart before the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们,
it means that he cared to hear the voice of the Lord.
这里表示说他
You can see in verse 19 is that he had a tender heart when he heard what the Lord said.
这里说,
when you have a tender heart towards someone, you will listen to every detail that is spoken by that person.
当你向着某个人有个柔软的心的时候, 你会来仔细地听他所说的一切的话。
When you have a tender heart towards someone, you want to do everything to make that person happy.
如果有个柔软的心向着某个人的时候, 你愿意做一切的事情为了使那个人高兴。
And you can see in Josiah's life, he walked entirely according to his father David.
这里我们看见说, 约西亚一生行他主大卫一切所行的,
which is by the commands of the Lord.
就是说遵行我们主的旨意。
So for example, a silly example of dating or courtship or a marriage.
举个简单的例子来讲的话, 比如说我们在约会的时候, 我们在结婚的时候,
your relationship with your significant other.
当你和另外一半有这个发展关系的时候,
you obviously have a tender heart towards that person, otherwise you would not be in that relationship.
很显然你会有一个柔软的心向着你的另外一半。
So you're not going to do anything or give that significant other something that they don't want, right?
你不会做一些事情或者你不会给他他不喜欢的东西。
You're going to listen intently to the details of what that person is saying.
你会很仔细地听那个人所说的每一句话。
Because you want to pay attention to those things so that you will do the things and say the things that are pleasing to that person. For example, if you're in a relationship and let's say that I am someone who really loves eating steak.
比如说我跟一个人约会，那个人实在是很喜欢吃牛排。
But if my wife, for example, she loves steak as well, but for example, if she did not love eating steak,
我的妻子也很喜欢吃牛排，但是假如说她不喜欢吃牛排的话,
and on every occasion I take her to a steak restaurant,
但如果每次约会的时候我都带她去牛排馆,
I have completely missed what she is telling me.
我完全没有听见她跟我所说的话,
right? I'm doing what I enjoy doing.
我只是做我喜欢做的事情。
And my tender heart towards her may be more so tender on my own heart. But if you have a tender heart, you will do exactly what that other person wants. So Josiah had a tender heart towards God. He listened to what God was saying and he did exactly, he walked entirely in his ways.
他听神的话,
I know that we all have tender hearts.
我们都知道我们都有柔软的心。
The question is, what and who are we tender hearted towards?
但问题是我们到底我们的柔软的心向着谁呢?
Some of us are tender-hearted towards our spouses, towards our kids.
有一些人可能像个配偶，像个孩子，他有一颗柔软的心。
Perhaps whatever they say, whatever they want, we immediately are listening and we try to do the best for them.
不管他们说什么，不管他们要什么，我们都很仔细的听，我们马上就给他们成就。
But it may not be a person that we're tender-hearted towards.
也许我们不是对某个人有这个柔软的心。
Some of us are tender-hearted towards.Perhaps our education, our schooling, and our careers.
也许有一些人对我们的学业、对我们的工作、对我们的事业有着柔软的心。
You know, my roommate in dental school, he wasn't satisfied with just getting a dental degree.
在我学牙医的时候，我的室友他并不满足于只是拿一个牙医的学位。
He was so tender-hearted towards getting every degree that he could get.
他有一个柔软的心，他要得到一切他能得到的学位。
So after dental school, he went to medical school.
他从牙医学校毕业之后，他还去的医学院的。
Because that was the drive inside of him. He was really tender-hearted towards wanting to have these degrees on the wall.
因为那个是他里面的一个爱慕和追求，他要得到他能得到的一切的学位。
And I say this not as a bad thing.
我举他的例子并不是说他不好。
But he was honest with me, and that's exactly what he told me.
但是呢他对我是很诚实的，所以这是他告诉我他心里面的愿望。
Some of us are tender-hearted towards perhaps in the modern world now social media or online gaming or technology.
在我们现在的这个时代，有很多人也许对这个网上的社交或者对这个线上的游戏有一个柔软的心。
Perhaps even right now as you are listening to this message, you have your phone on your hand and you're looking at Instagram right now.
也许在你听信息的时候，你现在手里就拿着手机，你现在就在看社交媒体上的信息。
Or perhaps you're texting someone right now.
或者你现在还在跟别人发短信。
Or maybe you're even gaming right now.
或者现在你还在打游戏。
Some of us were tender-hearted towards our investments.
有一些人可能对他的投资有这个柔软的心。
Perhaps the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you check your stocks and your whatever other investments that you have.
也许每天早上起来第一件事情就来看那个股票的市场，或者来查其他你的投资的。
I have a friend who is a really dear friend of mine.
我有一个非常好的朋友。
He's really into his investments, into his stocks.
他实在是很专心在他的这个投资上面，在股票市场上面。
So he told me, Ben, I wake up in the morning at 5 o'clock every day.
他跟我说 ，Ben， 每天早晨我五点钟起来。
Because the stock market, I don't know what time the stock market opens, but I think it's pretty early on the East Coast.
我不知道这个股票市场什么时候开市，但是我想应该很早，因为它是东部那边。
But he says we're on the West Coast.
因为我们在西部。
So if I sleep in, I'm at a disadvantage because 3 hours have already passed. 3 hours of trading already happened.
如果我多睡一会儿的话呢，很可能就是失去开始3个小时这个股票市场交易的时间。
So he wakes up extra early to check his stocks and his investments.
他每天早晨都很早起来来看股票市场。
He had a tender heart for those things.
他实在是有柔软的心。
Now, brothers and sisters, please don't misunderstand me.
弟兄姊妹们，不要误会我。
There is absolutely nothing wrong with doing these things.
这些事情的话呢，本质上没有什么错误的事。
But are we truly tender-hearted towards only those things?
但是我们的心只是向着这些市场的中心吗？
Some of us are tender-hearted towards.Are for the Chinese speaking, the Line Chat, your Line app, or your WeChat, or your Instagram.
有一些对我们中文来讲的话呢，我们的柔软的心也许向着这个社交媒体上面，比如说微信啊，或者是其他的一些聊天的工具。
We're so tender-hearted towards those things that you're checking it one last time before you go to bed.
我们经常在睡觉之前，我们还要再看一下这个上面的信息。
In case you miss someone's post or someone's chat.
我们担心说万一我们失去了某些人刚刚发的父母的消息。
And the first thing you do when you wake up is you open up that line or that WeChat to make sure that there's not something new that you haven't seen yet.
那每天早上每天早上起来的时候，你眼睛一睁开，你就马上来看微信上的信息。
Again, there's nothing wrong with these things.
再一次说，这些东西它本身并没有什么坏处。
But are we only tender-hearted towards these things?
但是我们的心是不是紧紧的被这些东西抓住？
So oftentimes we're tender-hearted towards our own desires.
很多时候我们的心是被我们自己的愿望抓住。
Right, what do I feel like eating today? And I'm going to act upon that.
我今天想吃什么？
What do I feel like doing? I'm going to act upon that.
我今天心情怎么样？我想做什么事情？我自己去做。
We hear all of these voices in our lives, and act according to what these voices are telling us to do.
好像这些东西都在跟我们说话，然后我们都听见这些声音，然后我们就去做。
Again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing these things.
再一次说，这些事情它本身并没有，并不是错的。
And I would never stand up here and judge or condemn anyone who's doing these things.
我站在这里并不是来定罪弟兄姊妹们，如果你做这些事情的话，不是来定罪你。
But how many of us have a tender heart towards God?
但是呢，我们中间有多少人，我们有这样的一颗心向着我们的神呢？
Do we have the care to hear the voice of God?
主，我们到底关心不关心说我们能不能听见神的声音呢？
Like Josiah did?
就像约西亚所做的。
Are we going to bed? And before we go to bed, are we asking the Lord, Lord, is there one more thing you want me to know before I go to bed?
当我们睡觉之前，我们有没有跟主说，在我睡觉之前，你有没有最后一件事情要跟我说的？
And the first thing when we wake up, do we say good morning to the Lord? Do we say, Lord, is what would you want me to do today?
当我们每天早晨我们眼睛睁开的时候，我们有没有跟主说，主啊，早上好，今天你要对我说什么话？
Josiah in the Bible recorded that he had a tender heart towards God.
圣经里记载说，约书亚向着神有一颗柔软的心。
And if you read through the book of, we don't have time to go into this in detail, but after the book was recovered, the law of the Lord was recovered.
我们没有时间讲这个细节，但是呢，这个故事里面记载，当主的话、主的律法书在圣殿里面被找到了以后
，and Josiah read those words.
约西亚读了这些话以后
，the Bible says that he tore his clothes.
圣经里告诉我们说，他撕裂他的衣服。
Now, what does the tearing of clothes signify?
撕裂衣服是什么意思呢？
Is great sorrow or remorse.
里面表示说它里面有很大的伤痛。
There was a realization in Josiah that what his fathers had done, what the nation of Israel has done, was sin before the Lord.
在约西亚里面有一个很大的觉醒，他看见说他的父亲、他的先祖、他的国家所做的都是得罪神的事情。
And he realized how far off the nation of Israel was from God's will.
他意识到现在国家的光景离神所要的光景有差了多远。
And that ate at him to the point where he tore his clothes.
那种觉醒使他里面很伤痛，以至于他要撕裂他的衣服。
And what did he do afterwards?
然后后面他做了什么呢？
He immediately inquired of the Lord.
他马上就来求问神。
And there are four characters here, Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Akbar, and Shaphan. This is recorded in verse 12 through 13. You can read through that on your own.
这在十二节和十三节里面提到四个人的名字，像希勒家、像亚西冈、米该亚、雅各波，还有沙番。
So after Josiah read the words from God's laws, he tore his clothes and immediately his response was he inquired of the Lord.
当约西亚读到律法书上的话的时候，他马上就来求问神，他马上就撕裂他的衣服。
And our brother already shared earlier, how many times do we ask the Lord?
我们的弟兄之前已经分享过，就有我们的日常生活中间有多少次来求问神呢？
Have we ever inquired of the Lord?
我们到底有没有求问神呢？
Do we ever seek him?
我们有没有寻求他呢？
Do we ever ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我们到底有没有问主，主你要什么？
It's so easy, it seems, for us to inquire of other people.
对我们来讲，我们问别人是很容易的事情。
You ask other people what they're doing, what I should be doing.
我们经常问我们的朋友说，你在做什么呢？我该做什么呢？
Or we look to other avenues of to try to find answers.
或者我们通过其他的一些资源来找这个答案。
And we do things and say things not based on what God desires, but what we desire and what we think looks good on the outside.
我们经常的时候说一些事情，说一些话，做一些事情，不是根据神的心意，而是根据我们自己觉得怎么样能够使我们看起来更好。
Brothers and sisters, Josiah, because of his tender heart towards God, inquired only of God.
弟兄姊妹们，约书亚因着向神有颗柔软的心，他来求问神，他单单的求问神。
In this moment, he didn't turn towards advisors.
在这个时刻，他并没有问他的大臣，问他的谋士。
He inquired directly of the Lord.
他直接来求问主。
He did not want to hear man's voice in this situation.
在这种情况里面，他不愿意听见人的声音。
He didn't want man's opinions.
他不要人的意见。
He wanted to hear the voice of God.
他要来听见神的声音。
So we are in critical times.
我们也在这个很危急的时候。
Similar to the times of King Josiah.
跟约西亚王的时代是很相似的。
And you look at the world today.
你现在看看世界。
And you look at even God's people today.
你看看神的百姓。
How many idols do we have in our lives?
在我们的生命中到底有多少的偶像呢?
How many other things are we pursuing in life?
在我们的生活中间有多少不是神的事情我们在追求呢?
How many other voices are we listening to other than God?
我们在日常生活中间我们听见多少不是从神来的声音呢?
It is so critical for us to inquire of the Lord.
对我们来讲实在是非常非常的重要我们要来求问我们的神。
And not inquire of man's opinions or of what the world says.
不是来听人的意见，不是来听世界的声音。
But now is the time for us to be tender-hearted towards God.
现在我们就需要向神有一颗柔软的心。
And not other things or even other people.
不是另外的一些事情，另外的一些人。
You know, it wasn't that Josiah was some great spiritual man with great spiritual gifts.
约西亚并不是一个有很多很大恩赐的一个属灵人。
He wasn't like a mighty warrior of God.
他也不是一个神的勇士。
He wasn't even like Paul, the Apostle Paul.
他也不像保罗，使徒保罗那样。
He wasn't trying to do great things for God.
他并没有努力要为神做大事情。
He wasn't trying to be an influencer.
他也不是说要对他的国家有一个很大的影响。
He simply had.A tender heart towards God.
他在神面前有个很简单的柔软的心。
He was humble before God.
他在神面前自卑。
And in 2 Kings 23 verse 25, it says, Before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might, in conformity with all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him.
在二十三章二十五节这里说，在约西亚以前，没有王向他尽心、尽性、尽力地归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法；在他以后，也没有兴起一个王向他。
There was no one who had a tender heart like Josiah towards God.
在神面前，没有其他任何一个王像约西亚王那样有一个柔软的心。
Because of his tender heart towards God, God used Josiah to turn around the entire nation of Israel back to God.
因着约西亚王在神面前有个柔软的心，神就使用他，使以色列整个国度来回转，转到神的面前来。
In 2 Chronicles, it also records the life of Josiah.
在历代记下也有一段经文来讲到这个约西亚王。
And I'll just read chapter 34, verse 33. It says, Josiah removed all the abominations from all the lands belonging to the sons of Israel.And made all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God. And this last part, throughout his lifetime, they did not turn from following the Lord God of their fathers.
我就读这一段，就是历代志下三十四章三十一节到三十三节。王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。又使住耶路撒冷和便雅悯的人都服从这约。于是耶路撒冷的居民都遵行他们列祖之神的约。约西亚从以色列各处将一切可憎之物尽都除掉，使以色列境内的人都侍奉耶和华他们的神。约西亚在世的日子，就跟从耶和华他们列祖的神，总不离开。
Because of his tender heart,
因着他的柔软的心,
he was able to turn this entire nation of Israel who have gone completely away from the Lord.
他能够把这个原来完全背离神的这个国度带回到神的面前来。
And throughout his lifetime,
在他的一生里面,
they, the nation of Israel, did not turn away from following the Lord.
他的国家,他的国民总不离开耶和华神。
This is the impact of an individual who had a tender heart towards God.
这是一个向着神有柔软的心，他所带来的那个巨大的影响。
He influenced the entire nation of Israel.
他对整个的国家都有一个很大的影响力。
It wasn't that he had great capabilities.
这不是因为他自己有很大的能力。
Or some sort of supernatural power.
或者他有很大的恩赐。
It was simply because he had a tender heart towards God.
只是因为他在神的面前有柔软的心。
Now there, in the life of Josiah, there's so many points that we can draw from.
在约西亚王的这一生里面有很多很多点我们可以来分享。
We don't have time to go over those today, but Lord willing, in the future, if we have time, if the Lord allows, maybe we can continue to look into his life.
今天我们没有时间来分享其他的点，但是如果主许可的话呢，在也许在以今后的日子里面，我们有时间继续来分享约西亚王。
But I encourage everyone, if you have the time, read 2 Kings 22 and 23.
但是我鼓励每一个弟兄姊妹们，如果你有时间的话，请你来读历代志。列王记下22章23章
and 2 Chronicles chapter 34
历代志下34章
and understand how important it is for us to be tender hearted towards God.
那我们真实明白我们在神的面前有个柔软的心是何等的重要。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that you are so gracious and so merciful to us.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为你向着我们实在是有恩典有怜悯。
Lord, we really need you in these times.
主，在这个时代，我们实在需要你。
Lord, we really need to hear your voice.
主，我们实在需要听见你的声音。
We really need to hear directly from you.
主，我们实在需要直接的从你听见你的话语。
Lord, there are so many other voices that we are hearing from in the world.
主，今天在世界上面有这么多许多的杂音。
But we only want to hear from you.
但是我们单单的愿意听见你的声音。
Allow us to know how to be a testimony of who you are and the goodness of your life.
帮助我们，让我们成为那个见证，能够见证你的所事，你的所作。
Lord, might you give us a tender heart towards yourself.
主，愿你给我们一个柔软的心，让我们单单的向着你。
A tender heart to the point where we're willing to forsake everything else, Lord.
赐给我们一个柔软的心，让我们能够放弃这世上的一切。
And only be tender hearted towards you.
让我们单单的向着你，我们有心。
Lord, would you have mercy on us?
主，愿你怜悯我们。
Help us to live our days in wisdom.
帮助我们每天生活在这个智慧里面。
Clinging to your commandments.
让我们抓住你的命令。
And walking entirely according to your commands.
让我们能够完全的遵循你的旨意。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣名祷告。Amen.
Before we conclude, that we have several important announcements to make.
我们最后有一点报告。
First of all, I just want to, these important announcements pertain to us reopening in-person meetings.
这是关于我们要重开聚会，实体聚会的这个报告。
So please pay attention to these announcements.
请大家注意听。
So if the Lord wills, next Sunday, March 6th, we will resume...In-person and a hybrid meeting.
如果主许可的话呢，我们下个主日就3月6号的主日，我们要来重开我们聚会，有实体的还是有实体的和线上的两种混合。
There's a slight change to the protocol for those who are planning on coming in person.
对那些弟兄姊妹要来参加的，我们可能有一点点的这个程序上的改变。
You will no longer need to register online before coming.
你不再需要事先来登记的报名。
Please screen yourselves at home.
请弟兄姊妹们家里面自己来做一些自己的这个检，就相当于自己 evaluate。
If you have any symptoms relating to COVID-19, please stay at home.
就弟兄姊妹们自己在家里评估自己，如果你有任何的就是这个新冠疫情的这个症状的话呢，请你留在家里面。
We will continue to require that everyone wear a mask.At all times when they come in person.
我们还是要求弟兄姊妹们来聚会的话呢，在整个聚会的过程中间都要戴口罩。
We'll have brothers and sisters standing by the door, and we can give you a mask if you need one.
我们有招待的弟兄姊妹们站在门口，如果你需要口罩的话，我们会提供口罩。
The children's ministry, for all parents, please pay attention.
关于儿童的服事，我们请家长们注意。
Classes will still remain online only.
对儿童的主日学还是在线上，只在线上。
The singing time begins at 11 a.m.
11点有儿童唱诗的时间。
And their lesson time will start at 11:10.
11点10分会开始他们的主日学的教室。
The high school and junior youth meetings, please pay attention to the correspondence that you'll receive from the counselors.
高中组、初中组的聚会们，那个 counselor 就是你们的老师会给你们发具体的指导。
The breaking of bread meeting will begin at 10 a.m.
薄饼聚会还是在10点钟。
And there will also be a link for you to join in virtually.
我们不平聚会也有在线上的这个形式，那个会网站上会有这个链接，大家可以在那里找到。
And the message meeting will begin at 10:50.
我们十点五十分会开始我们的信息聚会。
And end at noon.
我们十二点结束。
All of the links will be found, can be found on our church website.
聚会的链接都在教会的网站上可以找到。
Also, please take note that the weekly meetings will all still remain virtually.
我们其他周间的聚会都是在线上。
And only Sunday meetings will be conducted in person and also online.
只有主日的聚会，我们是有实体的和线上的同时举行。
Please, if there's any other information that you need, please refer to our church website.
弟兄姊妹们可以来看我们教会的网站，如果你有一些疑惑的话，教会网站上面有更多的信息。
Please, pay attention to all of the local, weekly meetings.
请大家弟兄姊妹参加我们每一周的这个聚会。
Tuesday prayer meeting and the combined prayer meetings for the Chinese groups will continue as usual.
我们有礼拜二晚上的祷告聚会，我们一个月可能有一次的我们的这个合并的这个祷告聚会。
And Friday night Bible study will continue as usual on online.
礼拜五晚上我们的查经聚会还是在线上。
The Saturday Southeast District Bible Study will also continue to meet virtually.
我们礼拜六在东南区的查经聚会还是也是在线上。
Please pray for the speakers next Sunday.
我们请为下个主日的出口的弟兄们来祷告。
We have brothers Sandy Yang and Wei Di.
我们有杨信远弟兄和迪伟弟兄交通。
Our brothers Yun Ke and Ben Chang will be interpreting.
客人弟兄和 Ben 弟兄。
And Ben Chang and Nelson Chu will be interpreting.
是张立邦弟兄和徐浩宇弟兄翻译。
And we have some good news to announce.
今天我们有一个好消息告诉大家。
We thank the Lord that our sister Maggie and our brother Nelson were married last Sunday.
我们感谢主，我们雷亚森弟兄和他的姊妹 Maggie 上个主日他们结婚。
We're happy for both of them, and may we continue to pray for this new family.
我们实在是为他们高兴，也请弟兄姊妹们为这个新的家庭来祷告。
If you need your SCA 2021 offering receipt, please email James Chang.
如果你需要2021年的这个报税的收据，请大家发邮件给杰明弟兄。
And continue to pray for those who we haven't seen in a while.
请弟兄姊妹们继续为那些还没有来参加我们聚会的弟兄们祷告。
And particularly our young people.
特别是那些年轻人。
That the Lord would continue to capture their hearts and hold them tightly.
愿主继续抓住他们的心，把他们握在主的手里。
If there are any, please refer to the website for any other prayer items.
请弟兄姊妹们来看教会的网站，还有其他的一些代祷事项。
All right, this will conclude our meeting this morning. Thank you all.
今天早上的聚会停在这里，感谢。